tonight, Port Chesterfield Hillis. Take your Bibles and go to Psalm 37. Psalm 37. In Psalm 37, it is a Psalm of David, and it was written as David was older in life. He mentions that hometown found middle ways to the Psalm. But David is dealing with some things in his life that we all on occasion deal with ourselves. At times we look at the wicked around us and what is happening in our world, and we get all anxious and upset. And David is talking about that. He begins the psalm saying, "Fret not." And then down in verse 7, he says it again, "Fret not." It is the idea, don't be anxious, don't be agitated, don't be nervous, don't get all up in arms. He said, over evil doers and those that are workers of iniquity. David is saying in these early verses, put your confidence and your trust in the Lord and rest in Him. And don't let life get you all out of sorts. Well, that is easier said than done. So often, I think you'll agree. And David, as an older man, is looking at life. And I believe he's saying, I've learned a lot of things as I have gotten older. I've learned to put things in the hands of God. But the verses that were on my heart, I went to head on Monday night, and the Lord brought a passage by my heart on down in the Psalm. I got up yesterday and stayed on my heart all day and today. David makes the statement in verse 23. He says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. David is saying that the steps of a godly man, that is what he is talking about. A good man, a godly man, a man that has paid God his trust, paid the Lord the center and the focus of his life. David said that the steps of this kind of man are ordered by the Lord. to have word ordered things established. Faith it was saying, when a man makes God the focus of his life, then God will establish his walk and his steps. I can look over my life and I can see all different times how that God has established my steps. There were times I was debating certain ways to go, and God led me in the right way. But somebody made the statement years ago and said not only the steps of a good man are established by God, and even the stops are established by God. At times, like I said, I have even thought I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And the Lord stopped me where I was at and led me in a different way. So painted, he has taken up. And he goes on. And he said, though we fall, he shall not utterly be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. And David, if anybody would know that, I can imagine David looking back over a lot of times in his life where he had failed the Lord. I realized there was the sin with Bathsheba. And David had sin in remembering Israel. Other times, I guarantee you that David thought about how he had fallen. And he realized that God didn't cast him aside, and upheld him by his hand. I realize that I've failed the Lord often. I am so thankful tonight. He has never cast me aside. And he loves me and forgives me. And David goes on. I am young and now am old. And if I'm not seen the righteous forsaken for his deed, and he read, it was Charles Spurgeon that reading that verse began to talk about he had a hard time understanding it. He said, I understand what David means. And he said, in my ministry, at times I have and some of God's children that needed help. And I believe what David is saying, that God will not ever be forsake his own. There are times that maybe I thought I needed things, but God knew I didn't need them. At times I wanted things, and God said no, but he has always provided for my life. I'm glad that he has. Back in verse 16, he says, a little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of being wicked. Recently, our son, Jared, was telling us a story. He said that the opportunity to participate the ministry in their area that hurt in the homeless. He said, while I was there, a man walked in the door and he said, I just casually asked, well, how are you today? He said, the man responded by saying, I am blessed of God beyond what I deserve. Jared asked about it. Help. He was homeless and had been homeless for several years. He made the statement, I left pondering him and thinking, if I was hopeless, I never had a house. I had not a lot of things. Would I be able to say I was blessed of God beyond what I deserve? I'm home tonight. I've been blessed far greater than I deserve. I deserve hell. I deserve the punishment upon heaven. I praise him tonight. How heavy is his life? Has he been tied? Yes, it was all told of horror. I'm going to still rise up and say, I am blessed by God beyond what I deserve. That is just a few thoughts tonight. Just a thought, Lord, that on my heart. I hope tonight that it may be spoke to your heart. And I, oh, listen, we are all so blessed greatly by God. And I thank him, praise him, hold it tonight. That is all on my heart. I appreciate you being here tonight. Let's all stand to our feet.